Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Emmanuel Taylor, OP, Parochial Vicar and Associate Director of the Catholic community. It is the third Sunday of Easter and the readings are from Cycle A.
Buonasera. The first words of Pope Francis when he was made Pope. Or the first words when he delivered a TED Talk this week. He always brings a message of simple greeting, yet profound hope. This weekend he went to Egypt to bring real hope to such lack of hope. A place where there's bombings even against Christians, and he wanted to build a bridge between 8 million Muslims and 200,000 Christians. So he delivered a homily building up the Christian community and also meeting. He met at a major university for the Sunni Muslims and challenged dictatorial rule. But in all these things, building peace and building up Christians. And so his homily, and even from the TED Talk, I want to share a little bit. So first, his homily, giving Italian with Arabic translation, he spoke about the qualities. We need a sincere faith, calling to love, to serve and help our brothers and sisters, and never treating them as an enemy. This, think of that, in the Egyptian context, just on Palm Sunday, two bombings. And he's speaking to them, never treating anyone as an enemy. And he went on to say, there is only one response to religion, to your faith. Radicalism only geared towards love. That's the only thing that can flow from faith, is a radical love. And in fact, I want you to practice a radical love. And the same message he gave in that homily and in the TED Talk. And the TED Talk was named A Future You, or more, it's in Italian with subtitles. A Future Tu, yes, A Future Tu. How do you grow in these areas to make peace? Whether you're in Egypt or here in America, how do we make peace? What steps does he give? I want to share the steps from His Holiness to us so we can be those bridge builders. He said, the first step is to come to faith. It's interesting. You have to come to faith. But to come to faith, you have to dialogue with others. Be prepared to spread, defend, live a culture of encounter and dialogue. And it's from that dialogue, from encountering others, then finally we can build a community. So we could practice this at Stanford. These steps are all possible here. In fact, many of you at Stanford desire community, how to have community. But he's going to give steps how to build authentic community, real community. Once again, the first step is true faith, then encountering others, and then finally the community follows. But each of you will have a responsibility, so pay attention. Pay attention. The first step, true faith. How to come to true faith. Pope Francis is teaching this weekend, and the church teaches us how to come to that faith by sharing this gospel story, the road to Emmaus, the disciples walking along. Because Pope Francis says they experience Jesus' own experience, death, and then resurrection, and finally life. The disciples experience the death. They're talking about Jesus' death. Their disappointment and despair, not understanding how could God have allowed Jesus to die. He was supposed to be this almighty Messiah that came to save them. How did this happen? So they're walking along feeling dejected. And Pope Francis says, you know, what they're experiencing is the cross of Christ. It was their own cross, their own ideas of God. They were carrying these ideas of God. The death of Christ was the death of what they thought God to be. In reality, it was they who were dead, buried in the tombs of their limited understanding. And so Pope Francis asks us, how often do we get paralyzed, refusing to transcend our own ideas of God? A God created in an image of human likeness. This can happen in so many ways. Perhaps as a Christian you think, well, if there were other good Christians, if I saw other people holiness, then maybe I might think of it. But I don't see it, so it's going to be hard for me. Other people come and tell us, you know, everyone's not following the church rules, the rubrics, the laws of the church. Even, you know, we're not in our own community. You're not following the rules. If you did that, then I could understand God. I'd be at peace. Other people, if you had a perfect community, if you had this community seeking holiness, then I could get it. If the community was perfect, then I would get it. So many instances and notions of God are what these disciples wouldn't allow them to live, what was happening. Jesus asked them to stay in Jerusalem, and he was going to meet them in Jerusalem, and they kind of took off on this little journey, kind of a day's journey, just wandering on their own. And along the way, though, they're encountered. They're encountered by someone, they don't know who it is. Someone's walking with them and asking them what's going on. Hey, what are you guys talking about as you walk along? They encounter someone, a stranger, and they open up to this stranger. It's by that encounter they start sharing even the disappointment, and especially the disappointment that they're able to share what's happening. God is a God of encounters. God in the Old Testament always encountered the people of Israel. And Jesus came specifically to literally walk with his disciples, to come and walk with them, even when they didn't know who it was. Jesus wants to encounter us in the same way. Jesus asks those disciples, hey, what are you talking about as you walk along? Okay, we're all talking about a lot of things in our day. Think about the things that trouble you. Perhaps even the good things too, but what are you talking about? If you and your friends are just walking together, having a cup of coffee together, what do you talk about? Jesus wants to know. We want to find time to share what's in our heart. Perhaps the struggles and the joys. Jesus is one who wants to know, what are you talking about? We gather as a church to really encounter the Lord in the scripture, in the breaking of the bread. But to encounter him, we have to kind of present ourselves where we're at. We try to do it in the prayers of the faithful. Someone will lead prayers for our community, but we need to do it individually. Pope Francis finally says, this future you, tú, it depends on each of you. Tú, y tú, y tú. Each of you have to make a response. Tell the Lord where you are at. When you come to church, it's good to, you know, what's going on today? Maybe on your way to church or some prayer in the morning to bring it. But we're going to practice today just a little time of quiet. Father Xavier, when we start the prayers of the faithful, have a little time that you tell the Lord where you're at. You need to respond to the Lord. You need to tell him, to open up, to share where you're at. So we'll have some time to respond. Pope Francis says, when each of you respond, when you and you and you, that's how we form a community. Then we all start doing this together. When we have a community like this, then we'll have a revolution. A revolution for what? A revolution living out radical love. When we have a community, each person, you and you and you, start living that, opening up to the Lord, then we can respond in a community, in a Catholic community, in a community seeking radical love in the world. That's what Pope Francis would have. Have you come to true faith to encounter others and to form real community? Grazie.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.